there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey everyone, it's Devin Simone, 2-time challenge finalist and host of The Challenge Aftermath.
Hey, and I'm Davon Rogers. Now you know me from The Challenge and also for being America's favorite all-star on Big Brother.
And this is MTV's official challenge podcast.
Challenge USA edition.
Now we are 3 episodes in and I cannot believe it. My baby James went home. Okay, actually, I can't believe it because look, his performances in some of the games, I'm gonna just be honest, are not necessarily.
This time it wasn't his fault though.
That is fair. But when it comes to politics in the house, I mean, we haven't seen anyone do it quite like King James. Maybe I just call him King James.
He's
I think
gold.
I'm gonna test that out. I like that. I feel like, I don't know. What were your thoughts in watching this episode, Day?
Oh my goodness. It was bittersweet. Like, it felt so good to see him playing and doing everything that he's doing, and it sucked that he went home, but it sucked even more because he did his portion. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's
right.
Hard. Being on a team, you have to fully rely on your partner. And so seeing that, oh, I did my part, but you didn't do yours, and rooting for him, and it's like, damn, like I really wanted this for him.
Yeah. And it's tough because he was basically kind of at risk for every episode we've seen thus far,
every
right?
Episode.
Like, and so that becomes really tough as well. And this particular challenge was... different.
Yeah.
To say, I mean, it was part like, you know, it was like
there was a
15
puzzle.
Different games, game shows.
Endurance.
People were bringing in Wheel of Fortune type strategies that didn't seem to work. There were like made up words. I don't know. It was a lot. It was
the phrases. Where did we pull those from? TJ, where did you get those from? Like,
right.
There was a lot going on. The shelves to make the staircase were a puzzle. And
yes,
it's like, it's just too much.
I feel like they must have had 4 people working on one game because it was very, can I buy a vowel, Stairway to Heaven,
Man. You
know, American Ninja Warrior. It was
right.
Like all in one challenge, which is... I guess on one hand, kind of the epitome of the challenge, right? Like, it's everything.
It's work and it's partner. We in this together. This one was definitely, I need my partner to survive. Like, you know, you see some challenges where they're for a team, but one person can carry the load. And we've seen it happen. But in this one, it was not that. This was definitely 50-50 or we going down together.
I also, though, feel like there were some elements of luck in this one, kind of. Because, like, with the letters, like, when James ran up, he got the first letter wrong. And he picked an E, which is, you know, everyone, a lot of the people that had that, like, RSTLNE strategy or whatever, like, made sense. You know, you're like, okay, yeah, that's a valid strategy. And then you start seeing how many of the words, like, don't have that, you know, or like really have some of those letters and you're like, okay, never mind.
Right.
That's not helpful. So like, I feel like there was kind of this weird element of luck in this one also.
Yeah.
Because we know Tasha's not weak by any means, literally. Not the weakest. And yet, you know, for her to lose her balance like that, I kind of feel like it was just a mix of luck not being on
and
her side.
And she's a bodybuilder.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then, but you also have to take into consideration, she's done all of these laps back and forth trying to get these stair pieces, right? And so now she has to do this, which takes a lot of focus, a lot of core, a lot of all of that. And so she's having to put all of these elements together in order to hold it up. So, you know, she had a lot on her plate, literally.
Yeah. I also feel like we got to see some new personalities this episode. We got to see Leo. Yeah. What are your thoughts on Leo?
Leo, I feel like he wants to win this game, of course, as everybody else does. But I also feel like we saw his heart in this episode. Mm-hmm. We saw him get his feelings hurt by his friend. You know, and he didn't show it to James directly, but in his confessional, he was like, you know, you can't come back from that. And it was like, oh, my heart, you know, and we know that feeling because at some point, I don't know if you have, but I know what it feels like to be betrayed in one of these games by a friend. And it's like, ugh, that kind of sucks, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I even wrote her a letter when she got eliminated because I thought we were friends and then I found out we weren't. It's really sad, but, you know, it's fine. See. Whatever. Womp womp. Bygones be bygones. and then we also got to see Dom. We hadn't really like heard from him. What are your thoughts on Dom?
I think he needs to be more open. Like, let people talk to you. It's okay. Two heads are better than one sometimes. So, you know, be open to other people's thoughts. I didn't like the way he continuously was shutting down Cachet. Like, let the woman speak. Let her talk. It was a little irritating to me.
Yeah, especially for someone who didn't even think to stand and plug the hole.
Hello.
Like, you know.
Hello.
I mean, yeah.
At least Cachet listened to TJ's directions. What were you doing?
Right. Right. I'm going to just, you know, like you can feel the water, bruh, like running down. Right. And you don't think at any point to clue in, like, let me put my foot here or something.
But you know what was crazy?
What?
When we go into these eliminations, usually the cast is helping us. Like, they'll tell us certain things.
Yes.
Like, don't forget, no one said a word.
You know, that's a good point.
No
You're
one
right.
said a word.
You are right.
No one told him.
Think about that. You're right. People are always, which by the way, is a strategy in and of itself.
Yep.
Because when you're on the sidelines, people can remember who you were like
we're
helping and not.
Yeah.
I generally like to just kind of smile and be like, we love you to them all. Or if someone's like really losing terribly, maybe like help them out. But in general, yeah, that is kind of a strategy because you can see who people really are like loyal to or friendly with when they're yelling, you know, Davon, move the rope here or help, you know, it's a letter
Man.
P or whatever.
And you remember that.
Yeah. And
you
no one.
That.
You good observation day. No,
no
one
said
told
a word.
Him.
I was like, ooh, but they all in the confessionals. Plug
he wouldn't
the
have
hole.
Listened
Do
anyway.
And I'm like, what?
He wouldn't have listened
right.
anyway. That's probably why they were like, this fool ain't gonna listen. No way. So
I'm not even
might
waste
as
my
well
breath.
Save our breath. I'm so excited that we have James on today because we got into a lot of stuff. We found out about an alliance that.
Yes.
We as viewers don't know about or haven't currently seen. So we find out if there really is no coming back for he and Leo. We get some insight there and just overall James's sort of mentality going into this game, which is really interesting seeing how well he played socially.
You know, the intention behind it.
Yes.
That was good to find out, you know, because you look at it and you're like, oh, backstabber.
Right.
But then when you find out the intent, it's like, oh, you out here strategizing. It's like respect, you know?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
so
and he was quite emotional too watching this episode.
Yeah.
So we are going to get into all of that with the fabulous James Wallington. So
Woo!
Stay tuned because our interview is coming up next.
Yes. And remember, we want to hear from you. So, I mean, please send us your questions through the comments on Apple Podcasts and on social media. Use the hashtag AskChallengeUSA. Please, we worked hard for that, y'all.
Amen.
And maybe we'll use the spiciest, I mean the spicy, juicy, like the tea ones in an upcoming Pick Your Poison segment. We want them. We need them. Send them.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
James, welcome the fabulous, the infamous, the amazing James. We're excited to hear your story and get into episode 3. We're so happy to have you here. Welcome.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Welcome, Strategic King.
Yes.
Strategic King.
Thank you. I'm so excited to even be speaking with both of you. I'm a big fan of each of you from your respective Aww. Shows. And I'm a little fangirling right now. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, thank you, James. Same. I try to be neutral in here, but look, I'm just any listeners now, if you hear some James Love, don't give, I'm going to just say it. Cause the way he strategized episodes 1 to episode 2, you know, that is borderline iconic status right there. Now, James, before we get into like the in-depth stuff, I know there's some things it sounds like maybe you want to get off your chest, and we want to give you an opportunity to do that. So why was watching this episode so emotional for you? Like, what were the feelings that came up for you?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's hard going on any reality show, right? We've all been there. And I think a lot of that goes in terms of what your reality and how you remember it isn't necessarily going to be the reality you watch back. But, you know, I do feel confident in speaking my truth, and hopefully people will understand maybe where I was coming from, or, you know, a little bit more of the strategy and the conversations that I was having and what my intentions actually were. So I do appreciate the opportunity to speak with both of you and share my journey on this particular episode.
So to just be clear, it seems like the thing that's sort of not sitting well within your spirit is the what we saw as viewers in terms of strategizing against Leo, right? Like your amazing race family.
Correct.
Okay. So tell us what really went down with that.
Yeah. Like, I mean, one thing I really do pride in myself is I'm a very loyal person. Like, even in a game situation like this, if I give you my word and I tell you I'm with you, I am with you. And I knew going into this with three amazing racers, like, we needed each other. And like, I've known Leo for years. Never in a million years would I ever put a knife in his back and be like, okay with that. Like, that doesn't sit well in my spirit. Was it a conversation? Yes. But the only reason why it was a conversation is because that was an option that Kylan and Angela had to entertain, since neither Justine or Leo were from Big Brother. And at the end of the day, Leo and I also discussed, we didn't want people to know that we actually had a friendship out of the house. So if there's anything that I could do to make sure that people didn't pick up on, oh, maybe James and Leo know each other, then that's what we were going to do. So the
Why was that, James? What did you feel like that would be an advantage for people not knowing how close you guys were in the house?
Or? I mean, you look at Big Brother 23 and, you know, they went through that experience together, and like, whether you're on good terms or not, that's an experience that bonds you. Leo and I aren't from the same season, and so that kind of worked in our favor. But if anyone knew any pre-existing relationships, all eyes were on that. I mean, like, that's how I felt with BB23. They went through it together. There's six of them. That's threatening to anybody. It's a numbers game.
Gotcha.
But with Leo in particular, like, the conversations that I were having about Justine and Leo. Yeah, if I was being greedy, that's the right way to go, right, in the game. Justine has money. If we win, that gives me more money going into the final. But at the end of the day, I knew that it was going to be Dom and Cachet. But there's a strategy with people not knowing in advance that they're going in, because they don't have time to prepare or mentally hype each other up. Which, going back to episode 1 with Shannon and I being even an option and knowing, we were able to use that to our advantage and be like, we're ready to go in and we're ready to mess this up. So, like, you're taking a gamble, because now we've been able to mentally prepare going into elimination. And then you see in episode 2, Tiffany and Cashel had no idea. And that was the strategy. So for this particular episode as well, I did not want Dom to really feel that confident he was going in. So the conversation I'm having with Dom, in the sense of, yeah, I don't want to go against you, but, like, you know, Leo and Justine might be the better option, it's because I wanted to put any seed of doubt in their minds to make sure that they weren't confident. But you know what? Once Dom had that idea and he was running with it, there was no way anyone could have convinced him otherwise. I mean, you even see Cash. Why are you running your mouth? Why are you making it us even an option? So that's the reality that I remember, is that I was never going to turn on Leo and Kayla at any point in this game. We needed each other. And after coming off an elimination with Kayla, that bonded us on a deeper level than I think people actually get to see on the show. Right. So that's my truth. That's my reality.
What's your relationship with Leo now? Like, after it's all said and done. Oh, I hear a loud. Okay. So yeah, where do things stand with you and Leo now?
We're really good friends. Like, I mean, he knows Will, he knows my husband. We've gone to his restaurants in Pasadena ever since the show has wrapped. So the friendship is still alive and well. And like, he knows I'm a gamer. As much as I know he is also a gamer, but there was never a chance that we were ever going to turn on each other at all. We needed each other. And it was nice to have that
comfort. So you guys are
still
just as strong. Okay,
yes,
so you guys
absolutely.
Would you? Okay. Okay. So basically what we saw in action was the James Wallington special, which we've seen in episodes one and two, which is masterfully sort of navigating the social game. Although, can I just say, with Dom having his mindset on going into elimination, Dom doesn't seem like he listens to anything or anyone about anything.
At all.
It was a valiant effort on your part to try and like shake that intensity and focus. but yeah, it doesn't seem like, and we'll come back. We'll
yeah.
Come back
I mean, there's definitely more, I would say, going on in terms of the relationships at this point in the game. And I had a really great relationship with Dominic. I mean, what you're seeing with me saying working with survivors obviously going to benefit my game, because there's truth to that. But Leo and Kayla were also pulled into that. Like, what you're not seeing is that Amazing Race was actually working with Survivor from the very jump.
Interesting.
Yeah, Tasha and Sarah. I mean, I've met Tasha and I've met Sarah as well. But I've known Tasha for years. And so going into this, like, I knew more people than I think people realized. And so the first night, Sarah and Tasha pulled Kayla and I aside and said, if you need a home, there's a home with Survivor. And that opened the door for Leo, Kayla, and I to be like, well, we can definitely play both sides, but our allegiance is going to be Survivor.
Oh, I love that.
Surviving race.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's me or not, but there's definitely a bigger alliance at play right now. And so, yeah.
Interesting. Okay. So if you can say right now, or if you can remember, so who roughly, so is it all the Survivor people are in on this Amazing Race thing? Or, because it seems like Tyson is an outlier, right? Like, Tyson is in an alliance with himself and Angela.
Yes. I would say Tyson's definitely an outlier, but I've been fortunate to have that one-on-one time with him. You see it in episode one, you see it in episode two. So whether he's fully committed to Survivor or not, at least I have built a relationship with him. But in terms of Survivor, they all made it seem like they were Survivor strong, but same with Big Brother. But at the end of the day, I know that there's going to be cracks in both of these big groups. And it was just up to Leo, Kayla, and I to figure out where those cracks were to make sure we could be in a better position long-term.
Whew. Come on, James.
I love
Come
it.
Come on, James.
Look, I love everybody. And again, I fangirled playing with everyone. Like, I watch these shows religiously, but that definitely worked to my favor. And at the end of the day, I was there to just play a game and compete, because Amazing Race is not really known to be a strategic game. So I felt like this was really more of me living out a childhood dream. And I loved every minute of that.
Was it different than what you expected? Like, being such a fangirl of the show, was it, majorly different than what you expected? Was it exactly what you expected? Was TJ as diabolical as you expected?
I'm
half kidding, because we love TJ.
I wasn't sure if I was going to like TJ or not, if I'm being completely transparent.
Really?
But I really enjoyed TJ. I mean, even when you see him in the episodes, like the first episode, the bar was low for him. And then we set it really high because no one quit the first daily. We all did it and we all pushed through. And then even last week, no matter how many times people fell and fumbled, even me breaking my back practically on that fall, like, what you didn't see is I went up and down that despite falling on my back 8 more times. And so to hear TJ say...
Yeah, we definitely didn't see that, James.
Because
we were like, James, I love you and all. But I was last week, I was like, James, if you don't get your behind up and go do...
No.
Right, because we are a unit, James.
Oh, yes.
James. Yes.
I pushed through. I fought through that pain despite falling on my back, because I wasn't going to give up on Kayla. I knew she wasn't going to give up on me. And you hear TJ say, like, he was impressed with all of us. He's not just saying that to say that. He was actually impressed with everyone, because no one's quitting. No one's giving up. And I really enjoyed TJ a lot.
Yeah, to be heard TJ say, I haven't seen a group this heavy in heart in a long time. Did that mean a lot to hear?
It meant a lot, because even after last week's elimination with Kayla, he literally looked at us joking off camera and he goes, I don't understand why you two have been smiling so much through this elimination. He's like, that's so random and rare to see. And I laughed and I go, that's just who we are. But also that's the Amazing Race spirit. And I just think that's kind of what our strength on the challenge is, that you're never going to give up and you're never going to give up on your partner. So there was some perks to having this algorithm format.
Wow. So speaking of The Amazing Race, that was the last show that you were on, right?
Yes.
And you won your season with your hubby. Okay. So how did it feel stepping into this new environment without having the comfort of your hubby there with you?
I know.
How did that feel?
It was definitely different being by myself, because on the race, you're with someone you love, you trust, you have loyalty to, and you know that will never steer you away. And right. Going into this, I was like, can I really trust everybody? And I needed to make sure I pulled back the reins and not give too much of myself to people, because I knew that it was very much an individual game. So definitely a different vibe, but I had so much fun. And I know that Will 100% was so supportive of me doing this. He was like, once in a lifetime opportunity, calling again, you can't say no, you'd be crazy. So just knowing I had his support really just meant the world to me. And I love being able to do something for me, you know, and like make a name for myself, because he was on America's Next Top Model. So he's already done his own thing. This is my turn.
Right. I know that's right.
I love that.
Need
so
some
much.
Independence around here by myself. Right. I miss you, but I'll be back.
Exactly.
I'll be back.
Hopefully bringing another check back. But you know what? That's not what happened. But I came back a better man because of it. So.
Hey, and you came back with a reputation. Like, look what I can do on my own, playa.
Oh my God. Well,
I know you missed him so much, right?
Oh, yes, definitely. And all the Love Island girls were like, oh my God, we can't wait to meet Will. Like, oh my God, he sounds amazing. Aww. We're obsessed. And so they actually just met him for the first time. We watched episode 2 together this past week. And like, I like just watching him interact with Cachet and Shannon, it was just hilarious.
Aww. Oh, that's really sweet. I have something less sweet to ask, James.
Yes.
So you talked about, like, let's think future. So you're no longer on this season.
Right.
We mourn. But if you get invited back, and since you've been such a big fan mm-hmm. of the challenge, mm-hmm. right, I want to know, out of all the old school challengers, okay, so like from the original challenge
yes.
universe,
yes.
who would you like to be partnered with the most? So you get to pick one guy and one girl. Who would you like to be paired with? If dream partners.
For girl, like, it's no question, it would be John A. I have idolized John A. Even going into Challenge USA, I wanted to kind of emulate her gameplay. She's so good mm-hmm. at staying out of eliminations. She's so good at making herself available to multiple people's games. And mm-hmm. I just really respect the competitor that John A. is. So, like, she would be, like, the number one, I would say, for the women. Mm-hmm. For the guys, oh, my God, I have no freaking clue.
You can only pick one, James. You got to pick one. TJ's waiting. Who are you picking?
He's listening.
You know, I would probably say Derek. He just always seems to have a fun time. He keeps things light, and he's also just really competitive. I think I would say Derek.
I love that those are the people you picked. I love both of them. Both of them have such great spirit and great heart, and are solidly good people, which is awesome. But it's also interesting hearing you, because that's the vibe that you sort of give off, except for when you were scheming against Leo. I'm only half kidding, James. I'm only half kidding. But that's the vibe that you give off. So it's really interesting that instead of some of the more maybe cutthroat competitors, that you pick two people who I think really play with their heart, play really well, but also yeah. still just have kind of this like genuineness.
100%. Yes. Oh my God. Okay, so let's get into this, okay? So Tasha is definitely a Survivor icon, okay? We all know that. We love her. She's definitely an icon. So when the algorithm paired you with her, what were you thinking? Like, how did that feel? Especially since you wanted to be aligned with Survivor anyway.
I was stoked. I love Tasha. Like I mentioned at the beginning, like I've met Tasha before. So when we moved into the compound, it was one of those things where like, we've met before. And like, we like reminisced on when we met and like how we met. And so there was already a connection there. And like having a really good connection with your partner in a partner-based game, obviously knowing right. from Amazing Race, that's so important. So I was so comfortable with Tasha. I feel like her and I have a very similar spirit when it comes to competition. And like you saw that conversation between the two of us at the beginning of the episode. I knew she was never going to give up on me. I was never going to give up on her. That we would be able to pull out the best in each other and just really support each other in a daily. So I was really excited when the algorithm paired me with Tasha.
Yeah, you were like finishing each other's sentences. I was like, okay, this is like a match here.
It really
like.
Was. It was really sweet to watch. It was cute. It was very cute.
Thank you.
So aside from, you know, knowing people beforehand, you mentioned kind of the alliance that we didn't know that was going on in the house, sort of behind the scenes. What else did you do to prepare coming on? Like you said, you've been a fan forever. You've wanted to be on the show. What were you and Will doing? Was he running you through drills? You know, was he giving you challenge trivia? Like, what were the things that you were doing to get prepared to come on the challenge?
Yeah, I mean, like, I still stand by this. There's a lot of people online who are like, even TJ in his interviews, what show is better, you know, prepares you for the challenge? And he keeps saying Survivor. And no offense, TJ, but I respectfully disagree. If you actually watched Amazing Race, you would see that Amazing Race is the show that absolutely prepares you for the challenge. Because every, I would say, round of the challenge is almost like what a leg of the Amazing Race is designed. You have something physical, you have something mental, you have something strategic. And so I did the same exact training that I did for the race that I did for the challenge. So I started running every day. And then when I started running on the treadmill, I would actually carry a sandbag. So I knew what it felt like to prepare my body for it. Because you're not doing things that you would do in a gym or an Orange Theory class, right? You're doing things that your body's not comfortable doing. So when I would work out, it just helped me feel like this is what my body would feel like on the challenge. Because you saw with this, we're running back and forth with those ladder pieces. That prepared me. So it was like little things like that. Running every day, lifting weights. I went to a weight class for 2 months leading up to me actually leaving for Argentina.
And when you saw, when we're in the actual challenge, so now we're going back to the challenge of the day, which just had like multiple layers of complication. It was like part Wheel of Fortune, part like, I don't know, sprint.
It's
they were
messy.
Doing, TJ was doing a lot. When you see everybody else who's working on their letters and you are still trying to put in those stairs, did you think back to your training and your preparation? Like, what was your feeling in that moment when everyone else looks like they're so far ahead?
That's another part that is really tough for me when I watch this back, because Tasha and I actually crushed the stairs. We had the same strategy as Angela and Kylan. When we were in back, we lined up the grooves of the ladders so that they were ready to slide into our storage container. And everything was pretty even from what I remember. Even when we got up on top of the storage container, we were definitely not dead last. So, you know, I get why it was shown the way that it was, because we were obviously going into elimination, and to show that right off the bat doesn't make for an exciting daily. But Tasha and I actually worked really, really well together and running back and forth. Like, she preserved her energy and I ran, because I'm an endurance guy. The Amazing Race is a lot of running. So I didn't need to conserve my energy, where for her standing up there with the weight, she was doing what she knew she needed to do, because she is a professional bodybuilder. So from what I remember is Tasha and I were on the storage container while other people were still running back with their ladder pieces. Tasha and I were a really strong duo, not to toot our own horn, but we were.
Toot, toot.
And then when you see her drop the weight, you know, I think people are going to want me to drag her. The people are probably going to want me to blame her. And that's just not me. We are a team. And at the end of the day, her being a professional bodybuilder, she overcompensated the weight because she didn't even notice a difference with the weight being added. That is how strong of a woman Tasha is. Like, I respect the hell out of her, and I'm not even mad, because that happens. It was genuinely just a mistake.
Yeah, and everybody makes a mistake too, right? Like, in any of these games, you can be really great at some element and it just not be your day, you know, or you make one little mistake. Like, that is just kind of a nature of how it all works as well.
And she was so hard on herself too, and I kept telling her, I was like, Tasha, you are strong, boo. Like, I'm not even mad. You didn't even notice that a 10-pound weight was added. Like, you are just so strong. Like, I know it sucks that we lost, but, like, you're just that strong. It is what it is. And I literally had the same strategy as Ben, too, with the RSTLNE, with Wheel of Fortune. That's why I grabbed E first. So when E wasn't even on my board, I was like, what is this shit? Are you kidding
yeah.
me? Like,
yeah, I don't know where they came up with these phrases. Like, what now? I don't, candies in Carpathia? Like,
right.
why?
I was
what?
Like, what's going on?
Is
and
this?
I mean, okay, so after all of that running back and forth, because going to get those pieces to make that stair was out of control, okay? I was using my inhaler for you watching the episode, okay? So after doing all of that running back and forth, your first attempt at guessing was ultimately led to you guys getting last place. What was going through your head? Like, of course, you want to be encouraging to your partner because you know, okay, we're going into elimination. But what are you thinking, like, again?
I obviously was disappointed because you hear me say in the episode too, like, I felt like my entire journey on the challenge has been me with my back against the wall. And obviously, anytime you go into a competition, like, you think you have, like, this idea of how you want your journey to be. That is not at all what I anticipated for me. But you have to make it work. You have to, you know, make lemonade out of the lemons you're given. So I was disappointed initially. I think that's just the human side of me just being like, this sucks. I don't want to go into an elimination. I don't want to be at risk of going home again for 3 weeks in a row. But then I snapped back out of it. I was like, James, you know you got to do what you got to do. Got to get with Tasha. You got to weigh out all your pros and cons and figure out what's going to be best for you to actually come back from the arena.
And speaking of the snapback that you do oh so well, so what did you guys do to prepare for elimination? Since you knew that you were going in, you mentioned earlier that you felt like it was an advantage for those who know that they're going in versus when someone's kind of blindsided. So aside from kind of the politicking and that super like double espionage strategy you had going on with Leo, which is again, hats off to you. You're gonna have to write a book. One day it's gonna be like James' strategy book. And I'm sure listeners are gonna be like, oh, Devin, you're just like second. No, game recognizes game, and my God, this man knows game. But what else did you do to prepare for elimination that day? I mean, are you like working out harder? Because you guys don't know. Just to clarify for viewers, anyone new to the challenge world or watching, you don't know what the elimination game is going to actually be. So even though you know you're going in, it could be anything, right?
Yeah, it was hard for me because with, you know, going back to episode 2 for a minute, me falling the way that I did off that buoy really put me out for a few days. Like, even having to do an elimination the next day on the cycle and like having to move my body and like all of that, I was in so much pain. I had to wear medicated patches for days. I had to take
you
know, medication just for the pain. So I did not want to push myself more than I needed to prepare for elimination just because of how sore my back was. And Tasha, being a bodybuilder, I trusted whatever she needed to do to prepare, she was going to do it. But we were more focused on what can we do to make sure the team we want to go in is the team that we want to go in. And just a little bit more tea about this episode.
Yes.
There was actually a third option that was being considered. And
what was it?
That was David and Shannon. And, you know, ideally, that's best case scenario for Tasha and I, right? Because you have a big brother and a Love Island. I had an amazing friendship with Shannon, and so it was even shitty in the first place that that was even an option. But I understood on the game sense why that was beneficial for mine and Tasha's game. So you even hear Tyson say it to Angela that, you know, Dom and Cachet or David and Shannon. But David and Shannon were absolutely an option that Kylan and Angela discussed with us. But we, Tasha and I kind of accepted our loss with that because I don't think that they were really going to go for Big Brother this soon with them being in power. So we knew it was Dom and Cachet. But again, even if we wanted people to not know going in, they already knew. So it was what it was.
Speaking of things that go on in the house that we don't know, I'm just going to ask you a question. I feel like I can't be the only one wondering. Maybe I am, but I can't be. Was Dom more likable in the house than he seems on the show? Because on this episode, he seems like he has the personality of a peanut, and not the good kind of peanuts, but like the crunchy one that's too much skin, that's a little bit, the one you ignore at the bottom of the bag. That's how he came off this episode. So I just, and I understand that sometimes we, you know, we there's a lot we don't see, but is he more likable in the house?
Oh, I love Dom. Like, we had such a great relationship. You know, as much as, you know, Tasha and Sarah might have scooped in and said Amazing Race, like, you have a home with us, like, Dom really just took time to, like, get to know us as people and not just, like, what we bring to the challenge. And so, like, Dom and I really forged a really great relationship during our time together in the compound. I think Dom is very likable. He definitely was very feisty and sassy this episode, which I really loved seeing that side of him. But yeah, I, you know, everyone's journey is different. So I don't really know where his mindset might have been at this point on our experience. But I really like Dom, and I know that a lot of other people did too.
Yeah, because he seemed like he was just irritated with Cachet.
It
seemed like he was just irritated with Cachet.
He was done being partnered with Love Island. He was
he was really annoyed by that.
That's how it started this episode. He's like, I keep getting paired with these Love Island girls. So I think, yeah, he was definitely, I think, at a breaking point and was ready for some change.
But I think what we saw in Cachet towards the end of this episode, or like some of her points, like I can understand him being annoyed by, like, you know, I'm trying to strategize for this game and they're over here strategizing their love life. Like, I totally get that.
She just wanted to be heard.
But I think she had some valid points towards the, you know, like she seemed to really engage, like be engaged in her, had her head in the game.
Right.
And it came across as a little dismissive, which we see in the old school challenge also, you know, like in the main show, we see that happen too. Sometimes we're like physically stronger competitors sometimes can overshadow, like sort of not paying the respect to people and their level of social game. And I think Cachet had some points and thoughts that were actually like valid, and we see, you know, him kind of like steamroll that a little bit.
Like I said, I feel like she just wanted to be heard. Like, hey, I have a voice, I have an opinion, I have thoughts, I have strategy, like, hear me out. But I think his whole mindset was, you came from the villa. Like, you spent time in a showmance. Like, what can you tell me? And I don't think that was the right approach to take with her. Because, again, as you said, I agree. Some of her points were very valid.
And one of the main questions that I got before the show even aired was, like, which show are you most afraid of? And my answer is all of them. Because you can't go into the challenge and underestimate anybody. And, like, I want to give Cachet credit where credit's due. She was playing the game. And I think a lot of people... a lot of people underestimated her in the game. A lot of people underestimated her in the game. And I think that was starting to get really frustrating for her. But her head was in it. Like, she wanted to play the game. And I think there's a lot of truth to what she was saying to Dom. Like, don't go around running your mouth. Like, don't make us an option when we don't need to be. She was being smart.
And he was being really dismissive of it. And this isn't like an allegiance or loyalty to either of them. This is just sort of an observation as a viewer that, like, everyone who selected for that show, okay, maybe not 99.9% of people ever, I'm just, you know, leave some room there. 99.9% of people ever selected for the challenge bring some level of value, period.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, they may have a completely different type of game than you, but there is something to be learned. And I think, you know, one of my questions for you, James, was, why do you think so many people love you online? And before you answer that, I feel like just as a viewer watching and even talking to you now, it's easy to see because you seem to be someone who recognizes the value of the gift that everyone brings on the show, right? So, like, you're like, oh, I love this person. I love this person. Like, this person does this well and this person does this well, because everybody has a gift. But with that said, why do you think so many people love you online?
You know, that's a great question. No, I think it's honestly been very overwhelming for me because it's a complete 180 to, I think, the response that I personally received on Amazing Race. People either loved me or hated me. I think a lot of that being we brought a level of social game to the race that's not really seen frequently. And so that turned a lot of viewers off. They were really upset with how we just had a majority. Like, we were always in the lead. It was just like, you always root for the underdog and you root against the people who are always performing the best. That's just how naturally it is. That's how I am when I watch reality television. So I think in this case, me having my back against the wall for the first three rounds and just accepting that, like, yes, this is what it is, and like being very true to myself, but also wanting to compete hard and to like make a name for myself, that resonates with people. I'm an underdog, and like I was never going to give up. Like, I could have easily just said, well, I'm gonna accept my fate, like Shannon and I are going into elimination in the first round, but I didn't do that. And I think a lot of that has to do with just who I am as a person and what the adversities that I've experienced as a gay man is that, like, I was bullied a lot growing up and I was walked over a lot. I was underestimated by so many of my peers that I grew up with that's not who I am anymore. I'm a fighter. I'm never going to give up. I sure maybe have some fears, but I'm never going to let that stop me from achieving the task or facing a challenge head on. And I think that just really resonates with a lot of people who watch this show. Because I'm not a perfect person, but I'm going to find a way to make it a positive experience for myself and yes. not let it defeat me. And so I hope that I can, you know, be a voice for people who may not feel that way about themselves, or be a light of hope for people to give them the confidence they need to face any challenge that life throws their way. And I think I'm just unapologetically myself, and I don't shy away from that. So I appreciate the love and the support that I've received from a lot of the viewers. I love how everyone's like, get James on the main show. We want to see him go on there, or we want to see James on Big Brother or Survivor. Like, I love yes. the love that I've received. I love these games just like everybody else. And it's not even about like the money, you know, sure, that's great. But like, I'm just living a childhood dream. Like reality TV was like an escape for me. Just being able to watch shows and identify with the LGBTQ people who've been on shows years before me. It just, I'm now that, and it's just overwhelming, but I recognize the platform that it gives. And I just hope that I continue to have opportunities to shine and fight and compete. And hopefully one of these days I'll make a final and really shock the hell out of a lot of people. Cause I know that I was definitely underestimated going into this, despite being a winner of a show.
Ooh, I love that. I got chills. Went from being inspired to being an inspiration to other people. Like, I love that. I love, love, love that
story.
You are
not supposed to make us cry on our own podcast.
Right? Like, seriously? I love that story.
Like, really? That was not the point. But my God, that was so beautiful.
I love it.
So good. You are such a joy and a light. People appreciate you. And you're fun to watch, which is cool too. Again, I understand your back was hurting. I do want you to do better in the next like climbing challenge, just because I love you and I like rooting
you know
for
what?
I
gotta take a tip out of Angela's book. I need to sign up for some stunt classes to learn how to fall properly. Like, that was the big thing. I didn't fall the right way, and I know Angela, that really helped her stunt experiences to know how to fall.
Smart.
Hopefully,
right?
I have time to prepare. I'm ready for that phone call. I'm ready to go back and kick some ass and bring what I can bring to any sort of competition or challenge. And so I have time to train, and I have time to start learning from those mistakes. And yeah, but you'll never, ever see me give up. That's one thing I can rest assure you. I will always try to do it, and I'll always try to do it with a smile. Even if I'm ugly crying, I'm not going to stop.
I love that. We love a good ugly cry, but we also love someone who doesn't give up. And, you know, I'm so excited. I feel like we're going to see you back.
Thank
you. If you got a call tomorrow from TJ's team, what would be the first thing you would do, like, to just get ready now that you didn't do last time? What would be the first thing that you would do right now besides stunt classes?
I would hop off this podcast. I'd be like, respectfully, love you ladies, I'm out. I gotta start training.
No, he didn't drop us for TJ. Damn. Okay, now we see what it takes. I take
we
back everything I said
we
about James.
I'm taking my cheerleading uniform back.
Oh my
right
God. No, I would definitely start hitting the pavement hard. I would continue to run, because I do think the challenge is a lot of endurance, but I also know that I need to work a little bit more on just overall strength. There's a level of strength in these challenges that I might have not had the best of, but really I think it boils down to endurance. So I would 100% hit the ground running, pun intended, but I really would train, and I would train my ass off, because I have a goal that I want to accomplish.
I like that.
Okay. So at this point, who in the house are you rooting for? Who's still there that you're rooting for right now?
I mean, without a doubt, Leo and Kayla. I mean, we lacked in numbers. We are the underdogs together. And I really want to see them represent the amazing race. And so without a doubt, it was Leo and Kayla. But I really had a really great relationship with everybody. So I was even rooting for Dom. Like, when Dom and Cachet beat me, I was actually excited that they got our money, because it sets them up for success. So I would love to see Dom and Cachet and Shannon. You know, I love everybody, but at the end of the day, I wanted the underdogs to win. I knew Tyson and Angela's strategy was like, let's take out people we don't want to be partnered with. But I wanted to see those people stay, and I wanted them to, you know, prove themselves and make a name for themselves and show why they are worthy of being a challenger just like anybody else. Again, you can't underestimate the underdog.
Ain't that the truth?
So I was like, yeah. So they're like, Shannon, and I know Shannon had a rough go at the beginning, but she was an underdog, and I was so proud of the fight that she was able to bring out in her, and I wanted her to do well. I wanted Cache and Dom and Kayla and Leo. So those are some names that come to mind.
All right. Okay. I love it. So good. I'm glad that I feel like it took us, you know what, half an hour, almost an hour, to get you a little more open to giving us some direct answers instead of some political answers, James. So it's all right, though, because now I feel like, what do you think, Dave? I feel like he's finally kind of gotten the hang of it a little. So with that, we are now going
to go ahead and drop it on him.
Yeah, we're going to drop it on you. We're going to go into a little segment we call Pick Your Poison.
Pick your poison.
Ooh, I love that.
Hey.
We have three questions. And by the way, for anyone listening, if you want a chance for your question to be featured in the Pick Your Poison segment, then tweet us, put it on Reddit, put it on Instagram, hashtag AskChallengeUSA and your question, and you'll get a shout out and you may get your question answered. So send those our way. But we have three questions for you today, James. One of them is from me. One of them is from Devon. And one of them this time is from Reddit. So we want to know which question you want to answer. Now, here's the tea. Here's the real tea. Some of them are really easy. You don't know which one, though. One of them, the question could be like, what'd you eat for breakfast, right? And then some of them are a little messier, you know, just like a little. So you won't know which is which. So tell us, would you like to answer question number one from me, question number two from Day, or question number three from Reddit?
I love talking with the both of you, but I'm going to have to say Reddit because, you know, I have a love hate for that place, but I accept that challenge. Give it to me. What do they got?
Shout out to the MTV Challenge Reddit thread. All right. So, Day, do you want to take that question?
All right. Here we go. So, who do you think will win in a head-to-head, the Challenge USA cast or the Challenge MTV cast?
I may be a little biased, but I also think there's a lot of truth to this. I do think the Challenge USA. Here's why. I think there's a reason why a lot of people online, including myself, would love to see a fresh meat season. There's something about fresh meat that brings in a new batch of drive and competitiveness that I think gives people the upper hand because they're going to want to prove themselves. They're never going to give up. And I think you're seeing that with the Challenge USA cast. So I do think that that's what would give us the upper leg. And
I mean, you think against, we're talking about against the Laurels, rotten bananas, against the CT.
That's what I was about to say. Like, do you think
Cinco
could take on CT in a hall brawl?
Boy, bye.
I think it could be entertaining as hell, and I would love to see it. I would love to see it.
I'd like to see it too.
A fun story about Cinco, actually. This is some more. Oh God, I just have.
We have a lot of stories.
All these memories coming up to my knowledge. He wanted to throw himself into elimination against Kayla and I.
Why?
He wanted to volunteer because he thought we were layups. He thought we were easy go, like easy people to beat. And Cache was like, no. You will lose if we go into that elimination. And then when they saw what the elimination was, he was like, no. So that's why I would love to see him go against CT in a hall brawl. Nothing personal there. I just would love to see it because even after that elimination, he looked at me and goes, I'm glad I didn't nominate myself and Cache to go in against you and Kayla. but when you start naming all these heavy hitter names, right? Like, I would have to say that I think they're more experienced. Like I would say the MTV, the main show, like just really has the upper hand because of the experience and the resume that they bring.
So are you switching your answer? Or are you doing that politics?
Right, what's happening right now, James?
Well, I was thinking of like the last two seasons that I've seen, the most recent seasons of the MTV flagship show.
Right, Spies, Lies, like, and Allies.
I would say Challenge USA. But if you bring heavy hitters who like have really dominated and have been on for years that like are household names, I would be afraid.
Be very afraid,
this
James.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, I could go either way, but I will say the MTV group, just the names that you listed, I would be afraid. I think It's just because of the experience that they have under their belt.
There you go. You guys,
we would like to see it. We would like to see it.
We would definitely like to see it. And we would also really like to see you back on a challenge. I'm gonna put it out there. You know, we'll put in some calls to TJ, although obviously we control nothing. So
but this podcast.
But this, if that, and the hashtag, guys. We worked so hard to get the hashtag AskChallengeUSA. Please use it.
Please.
I'm not kidding. Tweet it. Also, don't forget to comment and rate and all of that. But we'll get into that in a minute. But James, thank you for sharing your story. Thank you for being here with us. If there was one parting thing that you left, so imagine, you know, TJ's like, this ends your time here, right, on the podcast.
Yes.
And you're about to walk off and you get to say your one final, like, statement or farewell or what, it could be anything. What would you like to tell the people, James?
You know, I will share actually what I said when I left the arena that didn't make the episode. I looked at everyone on stage and I said, you know, the shows Survivor and Big Brother, Amazing Race and Love Island have, you know, had an impact on my life in one way or the other. And to have been there, it was not an experience that I took for granted. And to be able to play with everyone was a weird dream come true. And that's what I told them. I just said, don't take this experience for granted. I had a blast meeting all of you and you don't realize like how much this experience meant to me. So that's what I would say. I just like, I am so fortunate to have had this opportunity. And I would do it again in a heartbeat. And I genuinely love everybody. Like, I really, like, I'm a fangirl. Like, being able to play with everybody was just so incredible. And I would do it again in a heartbeat.
Oh, James. We love you. We love you too.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for being here. We loved having you, loved watching you, and we'll continue to enjoy now that you know the hashtag, James, and you're no longer on the show. Tweet us your questions because they can be from you, technically.
I know you guys.
Hashtag AskChallengeUSA.
It's like a blessing in disguise. Like, I'm sad that I left early. I do think my journey was cut way too short, but I've accepted the loss. But I'm excited now to watch as a fan, as a viewer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I'm so excited to watch my favorites go at it, and I want to see what drama they bring and what strategies that either worked or maybe worked against them. So I'm excited to just be a viewer on the couch in my comfort of my own home and just soaking in all the tea that I miss out on.
Uh-oh. And it's a lot this season, sure.
Oh, it is. I'm just going to keep drinking my wine and enjoy from the sidelines.
I know you was like, I'm glad my man at home. I ain't got no drama, no nothing. My man at the house. Man, well, it's been so good having you here, James. Like, you are amazing. You are thebomb.com. We love you. And we glad you came to kick it with us for today.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. And I really appreciate you letting me have the opportunity to share my truth and my story. And I'm a big fan of both of yours. So thank you for the opportunity.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Oh. That was such a pleasure, even more than I think I expected having James on. Yes. So grateful that he stopped by the podcast. So much fun, Day. Now, the fun doesn't have to end. Day, tell us where they can find you on social.
Yes, you can find the mayor of Twitterville, USA at DayDayVon _. You can also find me on Instagram at DayVonDiane _. And you can find me on YouTube at DayVonDiane, TikTok at DayDiane _.
Davon, I also have to call you out. People on Twitter were getting on you for, they said, why does Davon keep plugging her YouTube channel and all that, knowing she has not updated it in a year? So I'm a voice for the people, Day. So I just got
I uploaded content 2 days ago. Okay. Go check out the new video. It's up. It is up.
All right. Proof, you guys, that you are heard. We do love you listening. And if Day's not responding, tweet me. You know, I got you. I got your back. Also, you can find me on Instagram at Devin Simone and on Twitter at Devin Simone. That's Devin with a Y, Simone with an I. You can also find me on TikTok. There's like 2 videos there, but maybe there'll be more. Devin _ Simone, because TikTok's a hater and they made me change my account name. So make sure you follow us there. And if you have a question for Pick Your Poison, I know you do. Yes. Think of the things that you want to ask your challengers. Drop it in the comment section below on Apple Podcasts, or share it with us on Twitter, Instagram, even Reddit, using the hashtag AskChallengeUSA.
Yes.
Twitter, Instagram, Reddit, you guys, send us your questions for a chance to be featured and get a shout out in the next episode.
Yes. And if you like this episode, rate and review us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Yes. And tell a friend, your mama, your auntie, your cousin, everybody.
Do all of those things. Yes. All of those things. If you want more of this, we appreciate all your support that we've seen on places like Twitter, Instagram. Please make sure you're leaving comments, rating, and reviewing as well, so that MTV and Paramount and CBS can see it. Okay, thank you. Also, make sure you catch new episodes of The Challenge on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Yes, and we'll see you back here next week for a brand new episode of MTV's official Challenge podcast, Challenge USA edition.
Wow.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.